Lowe's knows that your deadlines don't change, even when your job does. But with Lowe's Buy Online, Pick Up in Store, we'll help you adjust on the fly. And when you absolutely can't leave the project, we can deliver to your job site as soon as same day. Lowe's knows pros. We help you save. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Earlier this month, or rather last month on the show, we talked about looming price hikes for people's health insurance and possible price hikes looming when it comes to utilities. You would have picked up the Irish Independent today and might have been shocked at the front page because it talks about price hikes for what? For your TV and broadband. Sky this time, but Air and Vodafone hot on their heels by all accounts. Josh Crosby has been looking into this. Josh, what can consumers expect?
Yeah, Kieran, so look, I suppose people were kind of a bit happy to see the first paycheck come in there at the end of January. They were starting to replenish after the Christmas spending. But look, the only positive to this is that there are a few paychecks between now and when these increases come into effect. So April is the month when providers will be upping the cost of TV, broadband and phone bills. Sky announced today that its TV and broadband packages will increase by an average of 6.2% from April. Now, Sky says that over the last 4 years, its prices have broadly increased in line with inflation, but already people are arguing, saying that this is well above. It's a bit of a jump to the current inflation rate. But Kieran, look, for many people listening, it's just an added cost, I suppose, that they're going to have to take into account. Some people are already forking out well over a grand a year for their subscriptions. It all depends on, look, whether you want sports, kids TV, streaming services, and then all the data you require if you're working from home. But just to get a sense of what the average cost of TV and broadband packages are out there, I've been out and around Dublin this afternoon, and it's fair to say people are pretty content with what they have to pay.
To pay for TV, we've internet, which we were paying €80 for, which got down to 40.
Right, so half price, you got a good deal. Did you shop around?
Shopped around, and then we swapped ownership. The price was there for new customers, but not
someone who's
been with them for 5 years.
Yeah.
The discount didn't apply to them, but if we changed the ownership over into my name.
So you don't watch TV, but do you just stream?
We use Netflix and Disney Plus and all that stuff.
I don't have a great TV package now. I just have basic air package with air broadband because it's the best in the area that we live. When we moved in, air was the only one available.
Okay. Right, for the signal and
Sky are just coming in now.
Was it expensive?
For the air broadband? No, we have the 3 phone bills on it as well. It's 85 a month.
Do you have any idea how much you'd spend now a month on your TV? Or?
€70.
€70. How do you feel about that?
I feel it, I have broadband, I have the home phone and all.
You think 70 is reasonable enough?
I think it is now.
What about if they go up now again? Would you be shopping around?
I don't know, I'll have to see.
Maximum for TV, in my opinion, should only be about 30, 35, like. And then if you're adding sports, it should be no more than a tenner, no matter what you're getting, like, and it should be all the sports.
So what do? Do you shop around, or have you...
I actually get it for free. So one of my family members works in one of the streaming places, so we get them for free in
Happy
the house. Days. So it's handy enough that way.
The but perks of the...
Yeah, perks of the job, like. But, like, even at that, like, they know it's ridiculous as well that it costs that much, and they're like, we wouldn't pay it if it wasn't for the fact that... But we're getting it for free. Like.
Always good to know someone working in a
it's
provider.
It's good to have somebody in the back pocket anyway.
I have the TV, broadband and home landline at €99 a month.
And how do you feel about that? Do you feel...
I'll tell you what's the dearest part is the broadband. The TV and the phone are not bad, but the broadband is really expensive.
So my broadband is with Vodafone, and you have to fight with them every year to get the offers they give new people, but eventually they give in and they give it to you. Sky, the same every year, but I'm with Sky since they came here. I think it's about €39 a month.
Oh, so you're a good haggler, are you?
Well, I just know that, you know, if you go back to them and you ask, you know, they usually look after you, especially if you've been with them a long time.
So every year when you're renewing your contract, you'd ask for kind of what's the best you can give me and maybe any tips? Would you threaten to leave or how do you...
Oh, in some cases you have to so that they can put you through to the retention team.
You know all the tricks.
Well, they've taught me well.
So that's a reaction to the news that Sky are increasing prices, not just Sky though, Josh.
No, Kieran, so you mentioned there at the start, like, if you're listening to this and thinking because you're not with Sky you'll be escaping these costs, well, I'm afraid there's more bad news. So the likes of Three, Vodafone and Air will be increasing their bills in April as well. Three Ireland says every April it's implementing a 4.5% price increase to its monthly charges. Vodafone then has varied increases, so it'll be adding €4.50 per month for broadband and TV plans, €2.50 a month for mobile SIM only plans. But consumer correspondent with the Irish Independent and News Talk presenter Sinead Ryan has been explaining to me how Air does it based on the annual consumer price index. Sinead says it's always good to go through your subscriptions to see, look, have you added on any extra cost to your direct debits?
The different providers have been increasing the prices in different ways. They started, some of them, doing a very interesting experiment, I suppose, by charging an amount over the price of inflation. And this is, for instance, let's take Air as an example. They increased their prices every April using the Consumer Price Index for the previous January, and they add 3% onto that. Now, anyone who's been tracking inflation over the last year will certainly realise the cost of living is very, very high. Now, it's back down to under 2%. Now, that's a very unusual way of doing it. So really important to drill down to your provider and find out exactly what packages are going to be increased and by how much. And they must tell you this and they must give you notice of it.
I suppose, so for customers, like, should they rethink all their subscriptions? Like, is it better in one way to have all these services coming in under the one umbrella? Do you know the way some providers will offer a streaming service, or some people are jumbled up with their phone network as with someone else?
It's worth always checking out whether you can bundle services to try and get a better price. Now, it does sometimes work, but it definitely isn't always the gimme that it might seem.
So that's what Sinead Ryan has to say, presenter of The Home Show here in News Talk. Stop watching TV, Josh, says one of our listeners. I have, and I don't pay the license then either. Broadband can be gotten for €12.60 per month, 5G SIM. Put it in a 5G router you buy for €100. Says somebody, I'll have to bow to their superior knowledge there. I'll definitely be leaving my broadband and TV provider, says somebody else, because I can't afford it anymore. But life goes on. I'll have to be happy with my library membership and watching Junior B football matches from across the wall at the local pitch. But Josh, here is the important text. This gets to the heart of it. It's okay, Kieran. My dodgy box provider has already confirmed no price increases for 2025. That's the kind of backdrop here, isn't it?
This is it, Kieran. Look, the black market, when we saw it before with downloading music, and I'm sure you don't have to go very far out of your friends group or your neighbours to find a few dodgy boxes. It's a type of offence that doesn't seem to have any demographics or age group. Like, there could be three generations of the same family using dodgy boxes now at this stage. Now, for many, it will be access to getting certain sports channels. But then, as I've been hearing, it does come down to the cost, as your texters there are saying as well, the cost of the legit services. I suppose the true extent of their use would be hard to know for certain. Now, there has been a crackdown on them over the past year, but look, people still feel confident enough to use them. They feel, look, as the user, that they'll be further down the pecking order compared to those who are actually selling the devices or helping people to install them. Here are just a few people I met with earlier who see no problem with using them.
At the moment, I have a deal with Sky. I think it works out at nearly €100, and that covers the broadband, the Sky. So that will go up shortly, very, very shortly.
Yeah, so it is expected to rise now from April. Would you reconsider? Would you be looking around maybe some other providers? Or?
I've had a dodgy box, a Fire Stick. Okay.
And how do you find that, or what made you decide to purchase one of them?
I just wanted to watch something I couldn't watch anywhere else. But anyhow, it was a bit complicated, really, to be honest. I suppose the thing about Sky is it's so easy. When you're using it for as long as I am, it's hard to change.
And would a lot of your friends have the Fire Sticks with the dodgy boxes?
They don't have the dodgy boxes, yeah.
And some people might say, look, you could be damaging the quality of output if they're not getting revenue from ads, or do you think maybe could your TV programmes deteriorate in quality if everyone gets a dodgy box?
Well, I suppose what I'd say now is the younger generation, they're only interested in streaming, Netflix, Apple TV, and basically they're not going to pay a monthly subscription.
You're a firm believer in the Fire Stick, eh?
Oh, I'm a firm believer in the Fire Stick, yeah. My son has one, so I can always, he'd plug me into whatever I want to watch that's on it.
Oh, yeah, we'd be buying the dodgy box now.
How much do you pay for the dodgy box then, or is it every 6 months or every year?
No, I think it's like €100 a year, and you're sorted, like, you have everything on it.
You wouldn't be afraid of maybe a knock at the door and someone pulling you up on it?
I know, everyone I know has one.
Stopped using all the channels, and yeah, went for a dodgy box. You know what I mean? Because they're just more easier to use. They're set up €50 for 6 months, and then you go back, get a refreshed down wherever you go and get your dodgy box. I'm not going to say where, but like that, they have everything, more channels, more movies. Like, you get the same TV every single week.
And would you be fearful of a knock on the door?
No, not at all. So at the end of the day, like, you have all this paying TV license, and where's actually the money really going?
What about this argument then that using a dodgy box could kind of like affect the quality of content then in the long term?
Not really, no, but I don't don't think it would, because like the content that you're getting on a normal TV that you're going to pay the price for, probably 60, 70 euro more on top of the broadband, you can just get it for the 50 euro every 6 months. It's just rebuilding the dodgy box. So it's
they'll say you're losing ad revenue, so then the actors aren't getting paid, or the...
Get a different job. Simple as, get a different job. And if it's not working in one line for us, go to the other line and see how that works.
You'd have no TV to watch then.
I have a dodgy box.
So lots of people there chatting to our own Josh Crosby with dodgy boxes. I don't remember the prices coming down during the lean times when we had deflation. They only ever seem to go up, observes one of our listeners. Kieran, how can they charge so much in Ireland and cheaper in England? Do we not have a consumer watchdog, just like the insurance companies? They just come out with excuses. Buy a dodgy box, no problem, says somebody else, very, very simply. I go through the steps of cancelling every utility service, online subscription at the end of every contract period, and I always get the best price as a result, says one of our listeners, who's obviously paying attention to the advice that Sinead Ryan and others are sharing on this show whenever they get a chance. Get the Fire Stick. I'm paying 75 quid a year. Problem solved, says somebody else. People don't understand the danger of dodgy boxes. You're giving criminals access to your network. These are normally not good people, and they have access to all of your information.